This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump were both in battleground Pennsylvania last night. The AP's Haya Penjwani.
Democrat Harris and Republican Trump both made comments about the cost of housing and groceries. Harris said,
"We will bring down the cost of housing and help first-time home buyers."
While Trump said lowering the cost of oil will help lower the cost of everything.
"But we're going to use our beautiful liquid gold. And when we get everything else down, houses, everything's going to come. It's going to be beautiful. You're going to have a house."
I'm Haya Penjwani.
She was in Erie. He was in suburban Philadelphia, where he cut short his remarks following medical emergencies in the crowd. After the second incident, he spoke for a few more minutes and then called for music, at times swaying along as the music played. In Florida, they're working hard to get back to some sort of normal following Hurricane Milton. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
Florida counties struck by Hurricane Milton are returning to a semblance of normalcy this week. Neighborhoods with severe damage will take longer to recover. But now gas stations are reopening, students are returning to school, and electricity has been restored to most areas. 3.4 million homes and businesses lost power in the hurricane. A little over 180,000 customers in Florida are still dark, according to PowerOutage.us. I'm Jennifer King.
Walgreens plans to close about 1,200 locations over the next 3 years. It's been struggling. It says it'll close about 500 stores in its current fiscal year. New Mexico is dealing with a growing number of migrants dying in the state's border region. The remains of more than 100 found in the first 8 months of this year. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law aimed at preventing gas prices from spiking at the pump. This is AP News. The pandas are coming. The pandas are coming. And Washington's excited.
Washington's National Zoo's long, dark panda drought may well be coming to an end. A video released by China's National Forestry and Grassland Administration shows Bao Li and King Bao being loaded onto trucks at the Dujianyang base of the China Conservation and Research Center for the giant panda on Monday night. The panda pair then arrived at Chengdu International Airport, where they were loaded onto a FedEx plane, the video showed. People chanted, "Bao Li, King Bao, safe travels," as trucks taking the panda duo left. It's unclear exactly when the pandas will arrive in Washington, but there'll likely be an extended quarantine and acclimatization period before they're introduced to the public. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.